You're listening to SBS News.
Promises of entertainment at the world's biggest sporting festival are plentiful. But day one of football's 2018 FIFA World Cup did not just promise, it delivered. And it was not just with a music-focused opening ceremony featuring British pop star Robbie Williams, local soprano Ida Garofalina, and even a little Tchaikovsky. Before the action got underway, there was a message from Russian President Vladimir Putin selling his country and the month to come.
And we have done our utmost for fans, athletes and experts to immerse themselves in the atmosphere of a splendid football feast. I wish all the teams success and an unforgettable experience to fans. Welcome to Russia.
Then it was time for the action on the pitch at Moscow's Luzhniki Stadium. Game one brought the results most expected, but it was achieved in a way few expected. Russia won, as predicted, over Saudi Arabia, but by a score of 5-0. Yuri Gazinski scored the tournament's first goal in just the 12th minute of play, setting the tone for what was ahead. Key Russian attacker Alan Zagoyev went off with an injury soon afterwards, but his replacement, Denis Cheryshev, made it 2-0 just before half-time. There was a lull early in the second half, and then the hosts finish off the game in devastating fashion. Big replacement striker Artem Zuba scored a headed goal, and Cheryshev added a classy second goal. To finish it off, in stoppage time, young star Alexander Golovan scored from a free kick. It's a result that provides plenty of excitement for the host country, which entered the tournament with only modest expectations. That excitement embodied in the SBS Russian program's call of the final goal. Russia's coach, Stanislav Cherchesov, revealed afterwards that his side's performance impressed even President Putin.
It was the head of state who called me with congratulations, and he asked me to share his thanks with the team for the performance that they put on. And he asked me to keep playing like this.
The Russians are expected to face a sterner test in their second game against Egypt in St. Petersburg on Wednesday. Even Saudi Arabia's coach, Juan Antonio Pizzi, conceded the hosts did not have to perform particularly well to wallop his team.
Well, I'm not sure if it was because it was the first game or because we were playing against the hosts that had an impact on the result or not. But for sure, we were not doing what we wanted to do. The opposing team did not have to make a huge effort to win by a landslide. This is something that's not very common in these sorts of games, and unfortunately that is what happened. We need to recover now, we need to overcome and forget this situation and start thinking about the next match.
Their next match is against Uruguay on Thursday. Day two of the 21st World Championship of Football has three matches. The glamour match will be the Group B showdown between Iberian Peninsula neighbours Spain and Portugal. That has taken a dramatic late twist after Spain sacked coach Julen Lopetegui less than 72 hours before the match. He is accused of accepting the vacant coaching job at European champion Real Madrid for next season without telling his current employer, the Spanish Football Association. Assistant coach and former international player Fernando Hierro has been hurriedly appointed to the top job for Spain in Lopetegui's place. Hierro says he will try to keep in place most of what Lopetegui had planned. He says he regards Spain's three group stage matches like three major finals. Portugal is the reigning European champion and has perhaps the best player in the world in Cristiano Ronaldo, but it has won only six of its 35 matches overall against the men known as La Roja. This may be Portugal's best chance. The other game in Group A is the matchup between Egypt and Uruguay. The Uruguayans have a team of talented players, but there may not be one individual player who means more to his country at this World Cup than Egypt's Mohamed Salah. The Liverpool striker looks like he will be able to play after battling an injury suffered in the Champions League final. Egypt's coach, Hector Cooper, says Salah is not afraid.
Le da confianza, le da todas las posibilidades.
We are trying to make him feel confident. Even the doctors are giving him the option of playing or not. I know Mo very well, and he is not fearful. Of course, you always run a risk when playing a match. That is something we cannot hide. In terms of on the pitch, if he does decide to play, the doctors fully guarantee his physical condition. I'm sure he is going to be fine. If we see there is an issue, we will think about it. We will see if the issue can be addressed and be resolved. But certainly he doesn't feel afraid.
Morocco and Iran play each other in the day's other game in St. Petersburg, with Spain and Portugal heavily favoured to take the two knockout stage berths from Group B. Getting a win against each other becomes even more vital for both the Moroccans and the Iranians. Morocco has now become the team to support in this World Cup for many in the Netherlands, since the Dutch themselves did not qualify. Five players on the Moroccan squad were born in the Netherlands, including rising midfielder Hakim Ziyech. The coach of the team, known as the Atlas Lions, Hervé Renard, says Ziyech's talents are rare.
You know, we had in the past a few problems, but now everything is perfect. It's a very, very important player for us. There is not a lot of players with his talent, you know. He's able to see a lot of things before a lot of players. He's a fantastic player.
Iran, meanwhile, is promising not to use its disrupted preparation as an excuse. Nike has refused to equip the team because of United States sanctions against Iran, and two of the team's lead-up matches were also cancelled. The team says their troubles have only served to unite them. Sunila Wasti, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website, or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.